there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into the New Orleans Pelicans podcast presented by SeatGeek. A podcast dedicated to everything you need to know about the squad.
Ingram the rebound. No look to CJ. Left wing three. Heat check Christian James McCollum.
3-for-3 from three in the quarter for the certified bucket getter.
Yeah, you're right.
The New Orleans Pelicans podcast starts right now.
Oh, welcome to the Pelicans podcast. I am Joe Cardosi, joined by the cocksure Jim Eichenhofer. We are the Pelicans podcast presented by SeatGeek, and I don't think we could be any more jazzed today. I don't know if it's the lack of sleep and the crazy delirium I'm feeling from just a whole week of it. I don't know if it's the big win. I don't know if it's just seeing your smiling face, Jim, but I'm feeling dazzled today.
I'm feeling dazzled as well. Yes. I feel like I'm sure neither of us got a ton of sleep last night, but it doesn't even matter because we're here before 10 a.m. recording this. And I know I was still tweeting at 1:30 last night, so I don't know how to add the math to that of how much sleep I got.
I went to bed finally.
But yeah, I'm fired up. I mean, that was a great win last night for a bunch of different reasons.
Yes.
To be able to finish the road trip 3-1. I know there was definitely some concern going into it, and people might have said, you know, hey, can you at least go 2-2? You know, yeah, maybe 1-3 might be tough because of the competition, but, man, they picked a really good time to play some of their best basketball of the season.
Yes, especially, you know, as deflating as that Golden State loss was, especially because the Pelicans, it seemed like, had it in hand, I feel like this routing of the Denver Nuggets shorthanded, quote-unquote, with no Jokic, sort of takes a lot of that, you know, the muck off of that one. You know, I feel much better about, you know, sort of letting one slip away against one of the best teams at home in the NBA.
I think it's easy. I don't want to say forget the Golden State game, but it's easy to move past it. It's easy to,
I feel
to get
better
in your head of, like, you know, that was tough the way that game went. But, I mean, you bounce back 2 days later and hold the Nuggets to 88 points. Yes, they didn't have Jokic, but the Pelicans are also missing a certain all-star that I think is also important to
the Yes, it's like people, people are saying that, oh, the no Jokic, it makes a huge difference. Yeah, doesn't it? Doesn't it? you know, we've been getting no credit for Zion being out. People just sort of seem to forget that. But, yeah, it makes a huge difference in how a team operates. We saw that with Denver last night. And, you know, another thing that we talked about last night on the post-game show, which went into the wee hours, was, you know, what it means for the Pels. Just basically in terms of the momentum, the carryover from game to game, a big problem we had with the Pelicans' performances not that long ago was that they would have a great performance against one team and then just come out flat. Or operate well in one area and then just not be able to carry it over game to game. Now, it seems like consistently, even with the Golden State loss, you're seeing the Pelicans assert themselves, play the game they want to play it, and they are having no problem scoring now.
Yeah, I think two things. One, you just mentioned I mean, for a long stretch from January through March, the Pelicans were one of the struggling offensive teams in the league, maybe top or bottom five, bottom eight offense during that long stretch. But lately, that part of the floor has been so much better. You're getting night in and night out. You're getting a ton of productivity. You're getting Brandon Ingram playing maybe the best basketball of his career. Yeah. He has two triple-doubles over the last 7 days, two Thursdays in a row, he came up with a triple-double.
His second career triple-double.
Right.
And, you know, it also, I got to say, props to Kingram. His 31 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Only two players in franchise history with multiple 30-point games, 10 rebounds, 10 assist games. That's B.I. and CP3.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And so you pair what he's been doing to lead the offense with the defense has been so, to me, the defense is the foundation of why, when you bring up consistency and why they've been able to not have dips from night to night mm-hmm. and be able to string together a bunch of wins.
I know you know Jokic, but look at that score, 107-88.
Right.
To the number mm-hmm. one seeded Denver Nuggets.
And that's the third time in the last five games that the Pelicans have held the other team under 100 points.
Yeah.
As we know in today's NBA, where everyone's shooting three-pointers like it's going out of style,
yes.
and everyone's putting up points easily. I mean, we're seeing 120 points maybe 5 years ago used to be like, whoa, that's a huge night, and now right. we see it happen all the time.
Yeah, yawn.
So if you hold Charlotte to 96, you hold Portland, okay, maybe that's not as impressive with who they're fielding, but
yes,
you
yes.
held them to 90 points.
Still.
You hold Denver to 88. And I thought that was the best defensive performance that the Pelicans have had in a long time. Now, Denver definitely missed a bunch of shots, and that was something that Willie Green talked about after the game, was that they did have some open looks that they didn't make. But if you look at, even with Jokic not on the court, if you look at some of the weapons that they have with Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., some of their reserves are pretty dangerous. I mean, it was a huge plus to be able to hold them down the way the Pelicans did. Murray had 21, but Porter only had 10. Aaron Gordon had 11 points, one of the other starters. So it was, I think Christian Brown had some good moments off the bench for them.
Yeah.
And Bruce Brown had a pretty good game as well with 19 points. But other than that, I mean, it was great stuff that the Pelicans did defensively. Nuggets had two quarters under 20 points. So, I mean, just awesome start to the game and awesome finish to the game defensively.
And we should also mention that Herb is doing all this defensively with basically one eye. He was out there with a mouse under his eye from Eric Gordon, our pal, mm-hmm. Throwing an elbow at him and, you know, still gutting through it and operating well. Also, big props to our friend Trey Murphy. He has the most threes in a month in team history. His 58th there made it in March. The most threes in team history. It seems like this team is just putting themselves up in hallowed company,
yeah,
man.
A lot of records lately.
They are just operating great. Another thing I love to see was Willie Green and Jonas, that TNT audio, where he was like, hey, man, you get one more pump fake. One more. And if it works, maybe you get another one. It was nice to see Willie Green in a good mood, feeling loose, because I know that man has been feeling some pressure lately.
Yeah, I mean, those two players that you mentioned, I mean, I talked about Ingram, his triple-double, the way that he's led the offense, the way that the offense has reached a different level. I mean, over the same period lately of a couple weeks, the fact that the Pelicans have gotten the ball to Jonas Valanciunas so consistently and been able to lean on him to take over stretches of games where he'll score 8 points in a yes. few minutes and just kind of settle everything
down. He almost had a double-double in the first quarter.
Right.
Like right
yep.
away.
Yeah, he's been so good. And Trey Murphy, I mean, we talk about consistency. Every game since March 12th, he's made at least 3-pointers except for the game at Portland where he was 1-for-7. Didn't need him to make a lot of threes that game because
yeah,
of the Trailblazer situation.
The bus driver was their number one scorer,
yeah.
you know, as you
yes,
mentioned.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they only needed 1-for-7 from 3-point range from Trey to win that game by 34 points. So we'll give him a pass on that one. But
sure.
it's pretty impressive the fact that over the last 10 games, he's made at least three-pointers in every single night. So, and even going back before that, he had a stretch where he made 3+ 3-pointers in almost every game. So, I mean, it's been since really the beginning of March. I mean, you mentioned how he set the franchise record for most 3-pointers made now that March is over.
Yeah.
I mean, the very start of March, he had 3 threes at Portland when Portland was not using a bus driver in their
yeah,
rotation.
Back when they were still legitimate.
Three threes at Golden State and 4 at Sacramento on that same road trip. So, I mean, he's been so good. He's been one of the best 3-point shooters in the NBA over these last few weeks.
Yeah.
And it's evidenced by the fact that you know, this franchise has had some great three-point shooters. Peja Stojakovic for one, and he still made more threes than anyone ever has in a month.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy to mention when you talk about the three-point shooters we've had here. You know, Trey Murphy just absolutely shooting the cover off the ball. Mm-hmm. It shows you why he was so untouchable in some of those trade talks. You know, I do want to get to, you know, what it means this game. You know, it's a big win. Of course, it felt good to beat the Denver Nuggets in their own house, especially when, you know, you looked at that schedule and a lot of people were saying, man, we could lose all that whole stretch. Mm-hmm. And then you go 3-1. I think that feels pretty good, especially with the way you played most of that Warriors game. So, you know, big picture, though, what does this mean for the Pels in terms of standings? We did jump up. We were sitting ninth as that game began. Jumped up to 7. I know there's a lot of stuff still shaking out in the West, but this one helped us a lot.
It really, I mean, this was immense. To be able to pick up this win was so huge as far as the position that they're in. Really, if they had lost that game, they would have been in ninth place going into Friday's games, and then you'd have the potential for some of the teams below them to make up some ground on the weekend. OKC, for example, plays at Indiana Friday. That on paper, you would think they would get that win, even though they did just lose to Charlotte and barely beat Detroit. But nonetheless, going back to specifically what it means for New Orleans, I mean, for one thing, you know, we were talking about this in the pregame radio show last night, and I think Mr. Gus Katangil made fun of me a little bit by saying that he was like, Jim's already given magic numbers. Let's I was like, Gus, it's only 5.
Yes.
So the magic number now is only 4 because of the win last night. So I did think that maybe going back a few days, it was a little too early to get into magic number. You don't want to say, hey, the magic number is 14, and people are like, 14? Come on. Yeah. That's ridiculous. But now that it's 4, I think it is something that we can really look at.
Yeah.
So basically, if the Pelicans win 4 more games the rest of the season, they're in the play-in tournament no matter what. But that number can also be reduced by Utah and Dallas losses as well. So the starting from that,
Dallas losses look more and more likely.
Yes, they do.
Just seem like they are crumbling.
Right, and they play Miami and Atlanta both on the road this weekend. So I'm sure we're going to get into maybe more of the schedule and the specifics and the scoreboard watching later. But from a Pelican standpoint, they are getting closer and closer to clinching the play-in tournament berth, which to me is step one of what we're looking at. But on the other end of the spectrum in terms of the standings, they're back within one game of Golden State. Now, who's in sixth place? I remember after the Lakers loss in early March, a lot of people were looking around and acting like that clinched the Lakers were going to finish ahead of the Pelicans. And that was the end of the story, end of debate.
Yeah, I heard a lot of that. Yeah.
And after Tuesday's loss to Golden State, I think it was easy to be like, okay, this loss means the Pelicans can't catch Golden State. It's over, blah, blah, blah. Only the Pelicans, like I said, are only one game behind Golden State. Golden State is in that last spot where
you can, like, we got a little something extra for them now, too, moving forward.
Yeah,
just saying.
For sure. And the Pelicans have the tiebreaker as well. So they're going to need a little bit of help. But I do think that what Thursday's win over Denver did, going back to your point and your question, is it put them back into the conversation as far as, you know, they're not that far out of sixth place.
Yeah.
If they have a great homestand, that's doable as well. So just across the board, I mean, it was a massive win. I know a lot of people looked at it on paper like you're playing Denver on the road. That's probably – you chalk that up as a loss if you're trying to fill out your
– I mean, when you look at those four games, you know, honestly, if I expected to split it 50-50, if I was going to say that, I was looking at Golden State, Denver, you know, as the two
as
games.
The losses,
like, okay,
yep.
I would not be shocked by those.
Right.
I hope we win them, but that wouldn't shock me. So you look at this homestand, we're going to get into all the reasons why it looks so juicy, especially now with wind in our sails.
Mm-hmm.
You feel so much better about it. One of the reasons we feel a little better going forward is I tweeted it last night. A bunch of people tweeted about it. Zion was warming up in Denver pregame. We haven't seen that in a while. Now, we should say he was mostly doing sort of mid-range jump shots and whatnot, but at the end, he did have a dunk. The big thing is, it's progress. And we don't want to overstate it and be like, he's coming back tomorrow. Like it's, you know, a wrestling thing. He's just going to run out from behind a curtain. But, you know, Zion is getting closer. The fact that he's out there, that's huge for us.
Yeah, TNT seems to be very optimistic that we're going to see him next week. So we'll see how that plays out. I mean, it would be a massive boost for him to be able to get back on the court.
Yes.
You can plug him in and do the same thing that you're doing with Jonas Valanciunas lately, which is, hey, here's the ball, go to work, and no one can stop you. And, I mean,
oh, and you've got another monster in the paint to deal with,
right,
too.
Right. The plus that could provide is hard to even measure. So, yeah, that would be incredible for him to be back in the lineup and on the court. The good thing is for now, in this next stretch of a couple games before he could potentially return, I mean, the way that they're playing right now is so encouraging. You know, another thing I'll add, too, in terms of the signs going into this homestand, if things go the way that we hope and expect them to, where the Pelicans are in the postseason, they're at least in the play-in tournament, hopefully they get a playoff berth, they've come up with some great road wins lately.
Yes.
And we know that in April they're going to have to pick up some wins on the road to go as far as they possibly can. So to have the road trip that they had, they still have one road game left in the regular season at Minnesota. That could be a massive game in terms of...
I think
of,
that if you look at the upcoming schedule, I mean, there's only five games left. There's five games left.
Yeah.
When you look at the schedule, that T-Wolves game looks like it's the most likely to be just an absolute dogfight.
Right.
You and know, it, especially standings-wise, mm-hmm. and you know.
Exactly. So to be able to win at Denver the way that they did, they won at the Clippers, I think you have a lot more confidence about some of these road games coming up. I mean, obviously we only know one for sure that's locked in, but we hope that there will be a bunch more after that.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we did have a lot of fun, even though it was a late one in the studio. Jim was in there with me. It was a lonely one in the Smoothie King Center because Gus, Kat and Gail, and Aaron Summers, they were out having a fun time at the Wrong Iron Watch Party. But while it was fresh, Jim joined me, and we talked about the Denver win while we were still feeling ourselves a little bit. And let's listen into a little bit of it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Yeah, B.I.'s second career triple-double. His first career triple-double was only a couple hundred feet from where we're sitting right now on the court out here last Thursday against Charlotte. So, I mean, tremendous. What a stretch that he's had over the last bunch of games. Been one of the best players in the NBA, I would say. I mean,
yeah,
Western Conference Player of the Week. And I feel like he's making a bid at trying to get that award again in the second week in a row. CJ, like you said, he had 6 3-pointers in the second half. He was very quiet in the first half, had 2 points, one for four for shooting. But then he just went off in the third quarter with 4 straight 3-pointers.
Rebound, no look to CJ, left wing three, heat check Christian James McCollum.
3 for 3 from three in the quarter for the certified bucket getter.
Yes, Christian James McCollum.
I mean, just impressive.
I'm James Christian, by the way. I don't know if that's a... That's just kind of an odd coincidence.
If you stayed up late enough to know, now you know.
I have a similar three-point shooting ability as CJ, though.
Yeah, you just don't like to show off.
Yeah, exactly.
You're humble.
But yeah, it was a great second half by him. You know, you mentioned how coming off the Golden State game the other night, I mean, you're back within a game of Golden State right now.
Right. I was about to say, I know this feels like a huge win just because of it's on TNT. It's a big, you know, on the road against, look, even though they don't have the Joker, it's still the Denver Nuggets. It just had a weight to it.
It really did.
But it has tangible consequences.
Clippers are coming here Saturday night to the Smoothie King Center. So now
the
Clippers are playing at Memphis tomorrow. So we're going to ask people to do something that we would normally not ask them to do, and that is root for the Grizzlies.
You know, I kind of am just because of the Draymond stuff and Dylan Brooks. Just
a
part of me. It feels dirty, but just, you know.
No, you don't feel dirty at all rooting for Dylan Brooks tomorrow night because that will be very beneficial. I think overall, if you want to take a step back and look at the big picture, the best news from tonight, beyond the fact that they won a huge game, was that you're coming back home for four games. And the way the Pelicans have played in the Smoothie King Center pretty much all season, they might have had one stretch in, say, January, early February, where they were losing games, and that was part of the long losing streak overall that they had. But other than that, I felt really confident and good about almost every game that they've played here all season, almost regardless of the opponent. There's been a couple teams where that have come in here, like I remember Boston in November, and you said, man, this team, maybe Boston's a little bit higher level than the Pelicans, but for the most part, they've been in every single game, and like I said, if you look at the record at home, you feel really good about their chances of winning.
Especially with wind in their sails now. I mean, they're coming in here hot.
A lot of momentum.
And I feel like I can't remember another time where they rolled in here with more momentum and with more consequential games on the slate than here. It's going to be huge, man.
And I think the biggest thing when you talk about identity is they've been so much better defensively lately than they were in the previous stretch. It seemed like tonight was probably the best example over the last few weeks of you play defense like that, and the other team isn't going to be able to put together any big runs.
Yeah.
So you feel a lot more confident when you have a double-digit lead when the other team is never putting together even three or four good offensive possessions in a row.
Yep.
So I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that we would love to see carry over into these next four home games is if they can play defense like that. I mean, they had a stretch where the Pelicans' offense was so poor that if the other team got to 110, 115 points, they were having a really hard time staying in games. But now they're keeping some of these opposing teams down to 100 or less or 105 points. And, I mean, they have a really good – the offense for the Pelicans has come up now. So
Trey's been looking good.
Yeah,
BI's been looking good. Everyone's just coming together when we need them the most.
Right. So you add all those – you add those things together, and, I mean, that's why they're winning a lot more games. The defense has just been – kind of the foundation, the rock lately.
Well, you know, we call you an oracle for a reason because you are correct pretty much all the time. And we've talked about it on the podcast almost breathlessly. You do not want to see this Pelicans team healthy. And man, your prediction once again comes true. You know, as other teams are getting worn down, their spirit's sort of breaking. It seems ours is lifting up and Zion is looking all right. Man, I didn't believe you when you looked into your orb, but I should have, Jim. I'm sorry.
It's very hard for me to keep a straight face and keep my concentration with this music playing.
Yeah, usually I add it in after.
But no, you're right. I mean, things are really looking up right now. And the best part about my predictions is that when I make one that's totally wrong, I just never bring it up again. And
hope what prediction?
People just forget about it. So
I had
one that was a little off about in January
when
BI and Zion were both out in terms of how competitive they were going to be, but that's okay.
That's all right. Nobody remembers that.
No, I feel like we're so fired up right now. We should just record the podcast right now.
Let's
do it at like 1 a.m. What the heck?
I'm not going to lie. This is going to end up on the podcast tomorrow, but I wanted to talk about it while it was fresh. Jim, thanks for hanging out with this old dog in the lonely, lonely Smoothie King Center. It's a cold night in the bowels of this arena all by my lonesome, and I could just hear you furiously hammering away, just typing. It kept me up. I appreciate it.
Well, it was great to be here, Joe. Yeah, it's very low attendance in the arena tonight compared to a home game. I think
two?
Attendance of two. But you
might
know what?
A security
it was a it was a fun night to be able to pick up a win like that.
And it was.
I mean, that was the kind of win that maybe hopefully we'll look back at in a week or so and say, boy, that was a massive win to get them into a higher seed.
Absolutely. I just wish there were more people to hug and dance with, but Jim and I will do it ourselves. That's fine. Oh, man, that was a fun one. I feel like a walking corpse today. I am just completely zombified from this week. I am mumbling incoherently, but we are ready now. We are into the final five, Jim. But before we get to our own five games, there's so many other games being played. As we said, the West is fluid because of a lot of things we can't control. The scoreboard is going to be being watched. No one's watching it with more of an eagle eye than our own Mr. Jim Eichenhoff.
Yes, I have my my magnifying glass out. I'm totally examining everything in every detail, every fine point of the scoreboard.
He walks around with a jeweler's eyepiece just examining people. It's crazy.
You know what's funny about Friday, and I mean, you make a good point as far as it's funny the way the schedule is this weekend where the Pelicans play Saturday, but they're only one of two games across the entire league because of the Final Four taking place Saturday. Yeah. The NBA usually does it that way. But because of that, like almost the entire league is playing Friday and almost the entire league is playing on Sunday. The Pelicans are not playing on Sunday. So if you're a fan out there, both Friday and Sunday are going to be really fun when the Pelicans are off to be able to just see some of the outcomes
relax,
of other games.
Watch some scores,
But I'll tell you what, for Friday, there are so many games that are relevant. I almost feel like I can make power rankings of the games to watch. And so number one on my Friday power rankings.
People love power rankings.
they do. They really do.
Yes.
The Lakers versus Timberwolves at 7 o'clock. Unfortunately, the winner of that game is going to move at least temporarily ahead of the Pelicans in the standings. So the Pelicans will be eighth after the outcome of that game. But that's okay because the Pelicans can do something about that on Saturday when they play the Clippers.
Yeah.
So that's number one. I think that's definitely – I don't think I'd get too many arguments that that's the game that most people are going to be focused on.
Oh, the comments would still be trash if it's a power ranking.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. There would be people that would dispute the heck out of it.
Actually.
I think second is Clippers-Grizzlies at 7 o'clock. The Grizzlies are two games ahead of the Pelicans. So the key there is – the Clippers lose that game, and you're now 1.5 behind them. You play them head-to-head, have a chance to pull within a half game of them. Clippers are fifth right now as we speak Friday morning in the West. So that's one of the teams that you have to target besides Golden State as can we bump those guys out of the top six, move ourselves into the top six.
Right.
So that's key as well. Third, and I'll stop at three out of the six games in terms of my power rankings because I don't want to get too much – of the haters coming out there and disputing my power rankings.
You always got haters.
Yeah.
Man. It's ridiculous.
I think third I will put Utah at Boston. No, actually, excuse me, Oklahoma City at Indiana.
Yeah.
Only because Oklahoma City is right kind of on the doorstep of the Pelicans. They're one game behind them. The good news is that one game is kind of two games because the Pelicans have the tiebreaker against the Thunder.
Yeah, we do.
So we wouldn't mind, actually, if the Thunder are part of a multi-team tie because that brings in the Pelicans' 3-1 record against them.
Yeah.
That's helpful. So, but yeah, that's also a key game. And then just didn't make my power rankings, but other games that are happening tonight that are important.
Yeah, the runners-up.
Utah is at Boston at 6:30. Utah is 36-40. Pelicans are starting to create a little separation from them, and that's a very tough game, as people know, for them to have to play in TD Garden. And then lastly, Denver at Phoenix. Phoenix has a little bit of a gap on the Pelicans. It would take the Suns losing multiple games, I think, for them to become part of the equation. But nonetheless, that's another one. And then lastly, only because I feel like the Spurs have not been very competitive, San Antonio at Golden State, 9 o'clock. And that wraps up the scoreboard. It's a long list of games. And so you can turn on your TV at 6 o'clock and then follow all the way through until the Denver-Phoenix game starts at 9:30 and ends at midnight. I don't know if people still want to stay up again for another night this week.
They might be tired. If they're
up to the challenge, there's a lot of basketball and a lot of scores. And then Saturday morning, I will be back on Pelicans.com breaking it all down, have a preview of the Clippers game, and this is going to be a great weekend, though. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, the people are going to be up on Saturday morning like it's Christmas morning waiting for your breakdown. I know because I know I do.
Yes.
And, man, you know, that is a hell of a scoreboard watch, a gym scoreboard watch, a jor board watch. I'm so tired, Jim.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that one.
But, you know, you talked about it. That's so much happening. And then we have our own Final Five, which we have to dedicate some time to because
certainly.
That's enough. So our next four games, right, are going to be 7 p.m. home games. Oh, Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah. So that's actually breaking news.
Well, it's actually
not really breaking news. It's been the case all season, but Saturday's game's at 7:30.
So, if you
show up a half hour earlier, that's fine too. Yeah. You know, if you want to get a little extra prep time in, that's cool. But Saturday's at 7:30. The other ones are at 7.
That's true. So, you know, still four games at home. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And so you are facing, first of all, you're going to be facing the Clippers. No Paul George. Possibly no Kawhi.
Yes. And in fact, you know, I just looked at the injury report that the Clippers put in for the game against Memphis that they're playing tonight. And Kawhi's listed as questionable for personal reasons. Now, the reason I checked the injury report was because I wanted to see maybe if he was available. And it's not necessarily a negative he plays tonight in terms of Saturday because he has not played in back-to-backs. Mm. So I don't know. We're going to have to see how that plays out as far as whether he actually does play against Memphis and whether the issue that has him not necessarily available against the Grizzlies also keeps him out of the game Saturday. We'll have to wait and see.
Right.
But, I mean, it's possible that he doesn't play Saturday one way or the other. We'll have to find that out. But, yeah, it's a huge game against the Clippers. I mentioned it during my interminable scoreboard watch of why that game matters and why, you know, how significant it could be, especially if the Clippers lose to the Grizzlies on Friday.
Yeah.
So that's a huge one. I mean, you could argue that, I think it's a strong argument that that's the most important game of the four on the homestand.
Well, there's so many things because the Grizzlies basically have their seating locked up,
right.
You know, and then so the Clippers are facing that situation in terms of their health, mm-hmm. and then the Clippers are going to be facing us on a back-to-back.
Right.
Also, when we face the Grizzlies, they're going to be coming off a back-to-back, so that helps us a little mm-hmm. bit, you would hope, plus their playoff seeding being locked in.
Yeah.
But first, before we face those Grizzlies, we face the Kings. Again, their playoff spot is locked in.
Right.
It seems like they wouldn't have that much to play for.
It's a very interesting thing that they play, the Pelicans play Sacramento and Memphis Tuesday, Wednesday, back-to-back at home, because as you mentioned, it's possible that both of those teams will be almost officially, mathematically, like this is our seeding.
Yes.
And even if it's not, I don't know if they're necessarily going to, they're definitely not going to look at it as like a make or break, do or die game. I don't know if we're going to start to see some resting from some of those guys, but it is funny, you know, people have talked a lot about how the Pelicans have a very brutal schedule remaining, but there are extenuating circumstances that you need to know.
Yes, that was based on like opponent winning percentage,
right.
et cetera. But mm-hmm. the other sort of underlying non-statistical things that are going on make it much more interesting and
yes.
much more feasible to go on a big winning
right.
streak in this
right.
final five.
And as we sit here Friday morning, and this could change, but I mean, Memphis is two games ahead of Sacramento for that second and third spot. So, I mean, especially if the Grizzlies are able to increase that gap a little bit, and then both teams are like, okay, we know for sure as Memphis that we're going to be the 2 seed. We know for sure as Sacramento we're going to be the 3 seed.
Right.
By the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday, like we said, I think the motivation will decrease from their standpoint, which could potentially be helpful.
Yeah.
We know both of those teams are capable. The Kings beat the Pelicans without De'Aaron Fox in the game that was in Sacramento.
Yep.
Memphis has won a ton of games the last couple of years when John Morant was out for various reasons.
Yeah.
So it's not like those are, by any means am I sitting here saying like, oh yeah, no, they just
walk
on the court
gimmies.
And win.
Yeah.
But
none of these road stretch wins were either. I mean,
right.
you looked at this road stretch like, ugh. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of the reason that you look at this stretch, especially with the circumstances we're naming as juicy matchups now, is because you dominated the Denver Nuggets without mm-hmm. Jokic. You played very well.
Right.
Basically, this whole stretch, you are mm-hmm. seeing a consistent team. So now when you see these extenuating circumstances with all these teams coming to our house, none of it looks as scary anymore.
And the Pelicans are 24-13 at home. And if they play even 80% of what they've been playing lately, you combine that with being on your home floor.
Yep.
And I think the crowds are going to be very pumped up for some of these games. We're talking about opponents that people don't have a lot of love for in terms
yes.
of the Clippers
and every
Grizzlies
game means
especially.
Something. The blender's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so I think you add all that stuff together and, you know, hopefully they can win 3 or 4 of these games. And if they are able to do that, you're talking a big jump in the standings.
Yes, absolutely. Because you face the Kings, the Grizzlies, like you said, both playoff spots sort of locked in mm-hmm. at that point. You don't know how they're going to play. Then you face the New York Knicks with, as we just found out, no Julius Randle.
Right.
So that's going to make a big difference for that Knicks team.
And another team, too, that I mean, there's a very good chance. I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a Jim prediction.
Jim Drich.
I'm so tired. That by Friday night, the Knicks are going to be the 5 seed in the East.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're only going to have 2 games. The Pelicans also will only have 2 games left in their season by then. I mean, they're definitely in a position where they're going to be – they probably are going to even have their playoff opponent seated in by then. So, right. I think that's definitely going to be – we won't see probably what the Knicks have been putting on the floor throughout the course of the season.
And then you wrap it up with what we sort of predicted earlier is going to be the dogfight game. Mm-hmm. Because based on seeding, based on talent, you face the Timberwolves. So that's going to be how you round it out. Now, the Timberwolves just lost Naz Reid. He's been having the best season of his career so far, it looked like.
Yep.
And also, Todd Graffinini has called him a Pelican killer. So the Timberwolves are going to be without him. We're going to see how much of a difference that makes moving forward. But again, another extenuating circumstance where you can look at this final five and go, there's a chance the Pelicans could take that one too.
Yeah, Reed has been, we know he's an LSU guy. Reed's been an everyone killer lately in addition to a Pelican killer. I mean, he's been playing so well. It was cool to see a guy that was, not a high draft pick emerge the way that he has been lately. So it's unfortunate to see the injury happen. And, I mean, it's just been kind of devastating to the West overall. The Pelicans know the effect that injuries have had
Absolutely,
this season on the race. But like you said, I mean, I'm so interested to see how this week unfolds coming up to see what the repercussions and implications of that Sunday afternoon game at 2:30 are at Minnesota, because it's just like there's so many possibilities. It could be the game that both teams, one of them gets the top six, the other one doesn't and has to go to play-in. It could be massive, implications as far as,
implications
in the play-in tournament. You hope at this point that it's not going to be, one of the teams that loses this game could be out of the play-in tournament overall.
Right.
Well, I guess I wouldn't be sad if we said, if Minnesota loses this game, they're not in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
But nonetheless, the way things are shaping up, it's definitely going to be in some form a game that everybody around the league is going to want to tune into. Yeah. Now, it's interesting. Every team in the Western Conference, except for one, is playing at 2:30 on that Sunday. So, You're going to have to pick which one. If you're an NBA fan, you're going to have to pick which one that you want to watch. You're not going to be able to watch all of them.
Yeah.
But I think there's a good chance that a lot of people are going to say this Pelicans-Timberwolves game is at the top of my list. It's number one on my power rankings as far as which game to watch.
Man, it is going to be a mad dash down the stretch. We've had so many seasons where at this point we were sort of like, oh, gosh, when is it going to end? Because we were out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think, just a short time ago, I don't know that our confidence levels were anywhere near what they are now. And I don't know that rounding into the stretch, we could be at a better place.
Right.
Because as low as we were not that long ago, I don't know that we could have predicted we'd be feeling this good at this point.
Yeah, no, Joe, you're so right. In the past, I mean, there was so many times where I felt like at this point of the season that we were kind of the kid that was not invited to the party.
Yeah.
Everyone else is having fun. Everyone else is breaking down the different possibilities of playoffs. And we were just kind of, we only have a few games left and then it's over.
Yep.
But now, I mean, I live for this. I live for the position that the Pelicans are in right now. It's just so much fun every day to look at the other games and look at the standings. And we're overdue for this kind of happiness this kind of fun at the end of a season. So
nice to see a bullion gym at the end of a season.
It's funny, too, because I always said, too, for a long stretch in the previous, however many years, it wasn't just that the Pelicans made the playoffs only a couple times, but it was in the seasons that they didn't make it, they really weren't often or ever like in the hunt going into the last week of the season. So this is so much better, and I'm absolutely just enjoying this.
It's a different Pelicans team. Watching the Pelicans get national respect. Like, so many people used to openly joke about, oh, the Pelicans are a team? What? The Pelicans?
Yeah.
And now you see people having to take us into account. And that to have that as our identity going forward, it's something you can be proud of. And I think no matter what happens, I feel proud of this Pelicans team right now. And I'm so happy that we are going into this final five with our heads up high, as tired as we are. And we can really make some hay. Jimothy, man, thanks for being my rock. You kept me awake last night, smacking me, spraying me the water bottle when I was falling asleep. And, man, you powered me through today. Appreciate you, man.
I tried to do the best I could. I think it's a lot easier to keep grinding at 1 a.m., 1:30 when the wins are coming the way that they have been lately. So let's just keep that going. Let's have a lot of post-game fun, but let's have it at 10 p.m., 10:30, not 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Hashtag keep grinding, but reasonably. Thank you for listening to the Pelicans podcast. Thanks for staying up if you listen to the radio broadcast. Those were local exclusives as they were on TNT. So thank you if you checked them out and stayed up with us. We will talk to you once again on Monday. We are sponsored by SeatGeek. We are on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere you get your podcasts. Until Monday. Go Bills!
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Pelicans podcast, presented by SeatGeek. Join us three times per week on Pelicans.com, the Pelicans mobile app, or you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. We'll see you next time right here on the New Orleans Pelicans podcast, presented by SeatGeek.
Dyson for three.
Thank you!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.